in-floor heating solutions for both commercial and residential. More information at hughydronics.com. And programming is supported by Grand Dental Center, where doctors Lisa Johnson, Leanna McBride, and their staff provide full-service family dental care for patients of all ages in Grand Rapids and surrounding communities. More information at granddentalcenter.com.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Now it's time for Headwaters with Kari Hedlund.
Let Mr. Wrong say goodbye. And she left that night, but I know I'm not wrong, and I know I'm not right. I just don't want you. I just don't want you. I just don't want you to say goodbye.
Trying to tell him.
Something, whether that was a school or down the park with my dad, karaoke on a Friday, stopping off at Nando's if I had it my way. I sing always, telling me softly by the few G's. Yeah, that was my first tape from young, from early. Music's always been my sweetest escape.
I've always liked to escape. I put my feelings on the tape. I thank God every day that I found my voice again. Yeah, we were born through song, divine instruction from the Almighty One. And yeah, we dance to your drum. We pray the beat goes on. We on the rhythms, right and wrongs. Yeah, we back where we belong. We in the zone, flow zone. Never scared of getting up. The music's always been my love. Yeah, yeah, from young I've had the microphone. So I'ma sing my song until the day I'm grown. Yeah, I'm led astray. I'm on the last train home. Making music for the soul. You know the goals. Always been the flow zone. I've always liked to escape. I put my feelings on the tape. I thank God every day that I found my voice again. Yeah, we were born through some divine instruction from the Almighty One. And yeah, we dance to your drum. We pray the beat goes on. We on the rhythms, right and wrongs. Yeah, we back where we belong. We in the zone, flow zone. We in the, we in the, we in the. Oh, what a pleasure, what a gift this. To harmonize, yes, articulate my driftings. Words from the deep, yet uplifting. Yo, the times are shifting. Find what you love and give it. You knew from young, so live it. Don't let no one take your spirit. I've always liked to escape. I put my feelings on the tape. I thank God every day that I found my voice again. Yeah, yeah, we were born to song. Divine instruction from the Almighty One.
And will you be a poor one? cause you were born on fire.
That is Coast from Snowcaps, a new band with Katie and Allison Crutchfield. Katie is also known as Waxahachie, and they have a new band, Snowcaps. That was Coast. It was just announced this week that Waxahachie is playing a solo set show with MJ Lenderman coming up this winter down in the cities, and I know that'll be a hot ticket item. Wonder if they're going to tour with Snowcaps. We shall see. Before that, we heard from Ike Riley, Born on Fire. Ike is going to be playing, what week is this? Next week, on Wednesday night, November 26th, he's playing at First Avenue with Belfast Cowboys. Ike Riley Assassination is the band he tours with and comes through Minneapolis a lot. That's off his earlier album, Born on Fire, out in 2015, and brand new from Nightmares on Wax, featuring Green Tea Peng, That Was I Remember. And the Womack sisters started us off. I just don't want you to say goodbye. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music. I'm Kari Hedlund, your host today. Thanks for hanging out this morning and supporting people-powered radio. We are here through member support, and we want to give a big shout-out to you. Also, KAXE was chosen for Newsmatch 2025. It's a national campaign supporting local nonprofit newsrooms like ours. You helped us get here, and now your gift can help us go even further. We have over $35,000 in matching funds to support strong local journalism across northern Minnesota, and your gift will be matched 3-1, up to $1,000 while funds remain. The campaign runs through the end of the year. Give now at kaxe.org. We receive support from the Keg and Cork in downtown Bemidji, an Irish pub serving the area since 1974. Kitchen is open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More at kegbemidji.com. And we receive support from the Armory Arts and Events Center in downtown Park Rapids, presenting Midwest Blues Rockers The Fat Cats on Saturday, November 22nd at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at parkrapidsarmory.org and at the door. More on the Armory Arts and Events Center's monthly concert series on Instagram and on Facebook. Coming up today, we are going to be talking a bit about Todd Snyder, who died at the age of 59 on Friday after contracting pneumonia. It's a very confusing and sad last couple weeks of his life. He had just released a brand new album, which we're going to hear from today, like at the end of October, had just released this brand new album. And was just starting a tour. It was his second show out on the tour out in Utah. He was attacked. There's no record of the attack, but he was physically injured. His band ended up leaving him in Utah. He had no cell phone. He just had a passport. It seemed a bit like there was some breakdown, either a mental breakdown, an emotional breakdown, or an addiction breakdown. There's really uncertainty around that. He ended up in the hospital, got arrested. There's all these, the timeline is just really confusing and unclear. Ended up back in Nashville and died from pneumonia at 59. And there's been tributes coming out all week long from artists across the board, particularly within the Americana genre. He really helped kind of shape the Americana genre from the 90s on, and was greatly influenced by the pinnacles of this music. You know, the John Prines of the world, Jerry Jeff Walker, Kris Kristofferson, and Loretta Lynn, who he did a co-write with her on her album Full Circle. And after he died, Loretta Lynn's family posted that their family was heartbroken to hear about the passing of Todd Snyder. They said mom called him a flat-out musical genius after they co-wrote Everything It Takes. So we're going to take a listen to that track right now. This song features Elvis Costello. It's Headwaters on KAXE.
Ever will, but the only way she can get a man is still. I don't know if I should tell you this or not. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got. She takes you, she's taken everything that I've got too. She's had a million old flames, so to her you're nothing new. She's cold as ice, but you still think she's hot. She's got everything it takes. Than she'll ever be. To me, she ain't nothing, but to her, that's a lot. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got. Think she's hot. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got. She's got everything it takes to take everything you've got.
Celebrating 25 years as a band. That is the Brothers Burn Mountain with My Crazy Daisy off their album 25 Years. They're going to be playing at Clocko Brewing on next Friday, November 28th. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving. That show will start at 7 o'clock. Before that, we heard brand new music from Insecure Men. Love this album. It's got tracks like we heard Cleaning Bricks, which are very high energy and get you grooving and moving. And then, you know, some of those more tender ballads throughout the album, A Man for All Seasons. And we also heard from Canadian musician Leanne Bettison. I had this pronunciation down last week. Bettison-Mosake Simpson is her name. She is a writer, an activist, a musician, an academic, and out with a new album, Live Like the Sky. That was $85 an acre. She is a Mississauga Anishinaabe musician from Canada. And Loretta Lynn started that off with Everything It Takes. That song featured Elvis Costello and was a co-write with Todd Snyder. And we're going to be doing a little bit of a tribute today throughout the day on Headwaters for Todd, who died last Friday at the age of 59, died quite unexpectedly. And we're going to be hearing from some tributes from other artists and playing some of their songs and some of Todd's old ones as well. I know Beer Run has been in my head pretty much since Saturday when I found out. So hoping to knock that one loose a little bit and get a different one in there. But this is Headwaters. As I said, I'm Kari Headland, your host today. DJ Dang is bringing you a great mix of Headwaters tomorrow at 9. Then at 11 o'clock today, it is World Cafe featuring drummer and jazz band leader Nate Smith. At 1 o'clock, Susan Lick is your host. And at 7 o'clock tonight, Mike Berry is bringing you a great mix. We receive support from Edward Jones financial advisor Jeremy Fayette, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Northern Community Radio's Board of Directors meets at 6 o'clock Monday, November 24th at KAXE in Grand Rapids and on Zoom. This is an open meeting. Members and the general public are invited to attend. For more information, email comments at KAXE.org or call us at 218-326-1234 during business hours. Regular meetings of our Board of Directors are held the fourth Monday of the month, and you can find that schedule at KAXE.org. The Itasca Housing Resource Team is hosting Soup on the Street tonight on the grounds of Old Central School from 3 to 5 in Grand Rapids. Stand in solidarity with those experiencing housing insecurity and hunger. Donations of hats, mittens, and scarves will be accepted and soup will be served. Support comes from Grandma's Attic Antique Mall in downtown Bemidji, four blocks west of Paul and Babe. Over 42 vendors offer a collection of vintage and primitive items. New stock arrives daily. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sundays in December. More on Facebook at Grandma's Attic Antiques Bemidji. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll have our slice of green cheese. But first, let's take a listen to our album of the week, All Hat by Joshua Headley. Headley has dabbled in all kinds of country over the years. He's done a little bit of a tribute to 90s country, more classic country. And this album is his love letter to Western Swing, which is otherwise known as country jazz. He tapped one of the legends in Western Swing, Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel, to produce this record. And everything that I've read about this album is really hits on the instrumentation, because the instrumentation of this album is just insanely well done. And Joshua Headley has a bit of a crooner vocals. So it just matches that instrumentation really nicely. And he did not try to bring this album into 2025. They're all original songs, but he really, really tried to create this album to be a representation of the music genre as it is. And he just really wanted to make sure that the Western Swing genre does not go away. We're going to take a listen to a song on the album, Crawling Home to You, that is a co-write with North Dakota musician Brennan Lee. She's now based in Texas, and she grew up playing with Asleep at the Wheel as well as an early musician. So she has lots of classic country roots and Western Swing roots. So we're going to hear the song Crawling Home to You off our album of the week, All Hat. Text us 218-326-1234. Let us know what you think of the album of the week.
When the orange blossoms bloom in North Dakota and cotton won't grow in Tennessee, and when mosquitoes don't bite on the bayou at night and Wyoming has a view of the sea, when crying's my idea of a good time, then I prefer to stay lonesome in blue. Toss and turn until dawn, honey, leave a light on, darling, I'll come crawling home to you. When I'm longing for a night that's long and lonely, when I crave a kind of love that isn't true, but this ain't no threat, go ahead, hold your breath, darling, I'll come crawling home to you. getting lonely, and I crave a kind of love that isn't true. This ain't no threat, go ahead, hold your breath, darling, I'll come crawling home to you.
If I see you again, would you tell your friends? Would you let them know? Curse you over the phone. If I see you again, would you say it's been easy? Or a personal hell? Take me to a motel. Say it's always been me. In a bungalow in South City, your dog plays in the yard. It turned out so hard. In a bungalow in South City, you play high school songs. Things went so wrong. There's nothing wrong with missing your friends or your parents' house. Dad asleep on the couch. There's nothing wrong if you think about me. You got your college degree and a pretty face, a house with lots of space. In the bungalow, in a bungalow in South City, think about moving on. The ones you love, they're gone. I mean, you're trying your best, and you are always so sweet. Another round on me. My car's parked pretty far. Try another bar, and you're slurring your words. I should probably go. I hate to see you so low. I'd love to sit in your yard. I'll shuffle all the cards. In a bungalow in South City,
matadors, and I'm in the hallway singing to the troubadours, and the kings are all lined up outside the gate, and the autumn bell is ringing, but they'll just have to wait. Where's the Joker? Have you seen him around with a sweet cone cap? And he wears like a crown. Have you seen his striped stockings and heard his sad tales about the kids under the carpet and the purple humpback whale? Here come the ambassadors, they show up one by one. Bread is tasting all the soup to see if it is done. And Wendy's on the windowsill waiting to be let in. And we're all in the bathtub now, making bathtub gin. When the kings storm the hallway, they've climbed up through the gate. They didn't mean to be impolite, but they just couldn't wait. Here comes the Joker with his silly grin. He carries a martini made of bathtub gin. The Joker. We all must laugh, cause we're all in this together, and we love to take a bath.
Bathtub gin for you this morning. That is Fish off Lawn Boy. Case Oats before that, In a Bungalow, and Joshua Headley, Crawling Home to You. It's off our album of the week, All Hat. And you're listening to Headwaters on KAXC. I'm Kari Headland. I did play Fish because I read a great tribute from Trey Anastasia to Todd Snyder. We've been talking about Todd this morning on Headwaters as he died at the age of 59 on Friday last week. And Trey's comment about Todd was, "I just got off the stage at the Mission Ballroom in Denver, got on my bus and found out that Todd Snyder died. I'm so sad about this. I like Todd so much. He was hilarious, an awesome songwriter, a great guy, and I just loved him. We would email once in a while, and even his emails lit my whole day. I really believed that Todd was going to be playing and telling stories when he was 100. I like the world better knowing that he was in it. My heart is with all his family and friends today. And along with that tribute, Trey shared a video of Todd talking about a story that ties into our green cheese slice for this morning, which we will get to in just a moment. First, I want to mention that Give to the Max Day is Thursday. Tomorrow, November 20th. It's Minnesota's statewide giving celebration, and every contribution fuels nonprofits across our region. Whether you care about arts and culture, food shelves, community health, public media, or outdoor access, your donation makes a difference. Go to givemn.org and find a cause close to home. The Laurentian Chamber of Commerce is hosting a community bonfire at Silver Lake in Virginia tonight from 5 to 7. Enjoy holiday music and make your own s'mores. Soup and chili will be served. Also tonight, you can share your input on proposed improvements at Blandon Beach Park. That's at 6 o'clock at the Yanmar Arena in Grand Rapids tonight. And the Watermark Art Center has their final poetry slam of the year tomorrow night at Fozzie's Barbecue in Bemidji. Music starts at 6, poetry at 7. Poets should prepare 3 original poems, each under 3 minutes. Contact Watermark Art Center to guarantee your spot. All right, it's time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we'll give you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Singin' Chihuahua Taco Truck in Grand Rapids, Cozy Cove Coffee Company in Hill City, and Natural Harvest Food Co-op in Virginia for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. Todd Snyder. Many folks know him for a song off his 2001 album New Connection called Beer Run that features the spelling out of those words. Later in 2001, two country musicians recorded their version of the song called Beer Run, which also featured the spelling out of those words. Who were those country musicians? And I'll tell you about Todd's story that Trey Anastasia shared. Once we get a winner, if you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. Again, Todd Snyder is well known for a song off his 2001 album New Connection called Beer Run, where he spells out those words. Later in 2001, two country musicians recorded a version of that song, but it's not that song, also called Beer Run, which also featured the spelling out of those words. Who were those country musicians? Call 218-326-123 with your guess. And as I said, the song has been stuck in my head since Saturday. So we're going to listen to it one more time, just trying to kick it out of my head here before we listen to this other Beer Run version. Let's hear your guess. 218-326-1234.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keen at the K-Pix. Wine and soiree dance, wore baseball caps, khaki pants. They wanted cigs, so to save some money, they got one off a hippie that smelled kind of funny. The next thing they knew, they was both really hungry and pretty thirsty, too. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. They found a store with a sign, said their beer was coldest. They sent in Brad, cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, returned, he looked back, stopped. He said, boy, I ain't calling the cops, but I am keeping this card. The guys took it hard. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. Oh, how happy we would be if we only brought a better fake ID on B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. They met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash. He bought them brews. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They was feeling so good, should have been a crime. Crowd was cool, the band was prime. The
made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run. All we need is a tin and a fiber car key and a sober drive.
We don't have a winner yet. That was Todd Snyder's Beer Run. Now we're going to hear these other two country musicians who recorded their own Beer Run song. See if you can guess who it is. Call 218-326-1234.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Truck of mine, paying no attention to the highway signs.
90 mile an hour toward the county line.
Oh, quick sack, 12-pack, back again. It's a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
My buddies and their babies letting down their hair.
As long as we're together, it don't matter where.
Figured someone would recognize a couple of those voices. We have a winner for our slice of green cheese. Please hold your calls.
Oh, it's a B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Oh, I can't stop thinking what the hell they were drinking when they made this county dry.
I got a week-long thirst and to make it worse, Lord, it's my turn to drive.
Carrying on,
we're loaded up the wagons and we're headed home.
I guess half a dozen cases doesn't last that long. Come tomorrow morning, it'll be all gone. Yeah, let's turn around and leave town. Sounds again like a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Hey, like a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Golden shield.
the stone.